Welcome back to the Mega Bob Quiz. Now we're on lap number 3 with question number 43. Where do we learn that one should not eat before davening shacharis? Losochu of dam. That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 44. Where do we learn that one should make brachas on miracles that occurred to the entire nation? That's on daf. Nun dalad. Good. Number 45. Where do you have the question regarding deriving benefit from the light when you make a moribur ha'esh? What does that mean? That's on daf. Nun gimel. Good. Number 46. Where do we learn about interruptions during hallel? That's on daf. Yud dalad. Good. Number 47. Where do you learn that the husks of a caper bush, slough, are not considered a shomer? That's on daf. Lamed vav. Good. Number 48. Where do you have the sugya of tzaddik varala, why the righteous suffer? That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number 49. Where do you learn about the importance of washing before davening? That's on daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 50. Where do we have the source of the two brachas in Amina Torah, Birchas Amazon and Birchas Torah? That's on daf. Chaf Olav. Good. Number 51. Where do you learn that Divrei Torah not makabel tuma? That's on daf. Chav Beis. Good. Number 52. Where do we have the question regarding tummy liquid section, the inside of a kli or the outside of a kli? That's on daf. Nun Beis. Good. Number 53. Where do we learn why the earlier generations were zocha to nisim, to miracles? That's on daf. Chaf. Good. Number 54. Where do you learn about the importance of Mimarich Echad in Kriyashma? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 55. Where do you learn Altif Tachpela Satan? One should not open their mouth to the Satan. That's on daf. Yud Tes. Good. Number 56. Where do we have the Machokas whether one needs to hear himself say the Shema? That's on daf. Tes Vav. Good. Number 57. Where do we learn that one can't say Kriyashma if Tzoa, if excrement is in front of him as far as the eye can see? That's on daf. Chav Vav. Good. Number 58. Where do we learn why wine gets a unique bracha, Borei Pir Gafen? That's on daf. Lamed Hey, good. Number 59. Where do we learn that tefillah is considered a toeva? If someone needs to go to the bathroom, they would not have been able to wait 72 minutes. That's on daf. Chav Gimel, great. Number 60. Where do we have the question whether Shema, Kriya Shema, is a deraisa or a derabanan? That's on daf. Chaf Alef. Good. Number 61. Where do you learn that one says all the nuschos of Birchas Torah? That's on daf. Yud Alef. Good. Number 62. Where do we learn when the latest time is daven mincha, whether it's before or after plug? That's on daf. Chaf Zayin. Good. And finishing up lap number 3, question number 63. Where do we learn the times of the latest times to say Kriyashma at night? That's on daf. Beis. Okay, beginning lap number 4 with question number 64. Which daf do we have? Lo Agurash. One should not mock the dead. That's on daf. Yud Ches. Good. Number 65. Where do we learn what the source is of the three tefillahs? The Machlokas, whether it's from the Avos or Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. That's on daf. Chav Vav. Good. Number 66. Where do we learn about remedying a dream? Hatavas Chalom. That's on daf. Nun Hey. Good. Number 67. Where do we learn one should daven facing towards Yerushalayim, the base of Mikdash, the Kodesh Kodashim? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number 68. Where do we have the question whether the dead are aware of life down here in Olam Hazeh? That's on daf. Yud Ches. Good. Number 69. Where do we have the Shalosh Matanos Tovos that were given to us, three great gifts, except their uniqueness through Yesurin, through afflictions? That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number 70. Where do we learn the 10 different requirements for the Kosh Shel Bracha? That's on daf. Nun Aleph. Good. Number 71. Where do we learn that one who says Ashrei three times is going to be Muftach, that he's a Ben Olam Haba? That's on daf. Dalad. Good. Number 72. Where do we learn why Rabban Gamliel was deposed as the Nasi? That's on daf. Chav Zayin. Good. Number 73. Where do we have the Malchus regarding when one wants to daven before sunrise, what he should do? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number 74. Where do we have the tefillahs of Havinenu and tefillahs at Derech? That's on daf. Chavtes. Good. Number 75. Where do we learn about breaking the glass at a chuppah, the source of it, when the Rabban would break glass when people were overly joyous? That's on daf. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 76. Where do we learn about Bar Hedya, the dream interpreter? That was on daf. Nun Vav. Good. Number 77. Where do we learn in Chutzvarts? We say in Me'ein Shosh Al HaPeros. In Eretz Yisrael, we would say Al Peroseha. That's on daf. Mem Dalad. Good. Number 78. Where do we learn that one should praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu before making requests, before bakashos. That's on Daf. Lamed Beis, good, number 79. Which Daf deals with the authorship of Birchas HaMazon? Who wrote each bracha in Birchas HaMazon? That's on Daf. Mem Ches, good, number 80. What do we learn that based on how one recites a Zimun, one can discern whether the person is a Talmud Chacham or a Boor? That's on Daf. Nun, good, excellent. Number 81, where do we learn that one who wakes up with a pasuk in the mouth is considered like a minor nevuah? That's on Daf. Nun Zayin, good. Number 82, where do we have the question whether two people can make a zimun? That's on Daf. Mem Hey, great. Number 83, where do we learn about the improper ways one can say amen or one shouldn't say amen? Amen ketufa, amen chetufa, amen yosoma, that's on Daf. Mem Zayin, great. And finishing up lap number 4 with question number 84, where do we learn which foods require a bracha during a seuda, during a meal? That's on Daf. Memov. Great. So we've now completed 4 laps in this mega pop quiz. In the next session, we'll go through laps 5 and 6.